From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Authorities in Spain say they have detained the man they believe is the central figure in the Al-Qaeda network operating in the West. Abu Dada was formally indicted this week, along with seven other suspects. They allegedly constitute the Madrid-based cell belonging to Osama bin Laden's terrorist group. Authorities say new evidence may shed further light on their alleged terrorist activities. From Madrid, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Authorities say privately that they have evidence that goes beyond the initial indictment to support the claim that the cell in custody is part of Al-Qaeda and its terror campaign. Judicial sources say it emerged last night that one of the eight men being held had been a pilot. Investigators have seized what they describe as aviation documents and maps of an airport located in a U.S. city on the West Coast. Police also continue to investigate what Mohammed Atta, the pilot who flew one of the planes into the World Trade Towers, was doing in Spain this summer. One source asked, why does Atta come to Spain in the first place, 2 months before the attack? The answer, he says, is because there is a cell here. Authorities say the Al-Qaeda cell in Spain was an outgrowth of an organization known as the Islamic Alliance that attracted extremists from Pakistan, Jordan, Lebanon, and Algeria to settle in Spain. Its leader since 1995 was Imadi Din Barakat Yarbas, also known as Abu Dada, a Spanish citizen of Syrian origin. Abu Dada is believed to have recruited young radical Muslims at a local mosque in Madrid, using propaganda extolling the virtues of a holy war against the United States and the West. Authorities say he supported a pan-Islamic legion that fought in Bosnia, Chechnya, and later trained in the Al-Qaeda camps of Afghanistan. A source close to the Spanish investigation said anyone with links to the Mujahideen knows how to contact Abu Dada. If they need money, they get money. Sources say some of the funds were stolen through credit card fraud. Others were raised through contributions to the local mosque. A court authority said the cell moved tens of thousands of dollars through Saudi Arabia and onto Al-Qaeda. Judicial sources say a circuit of evidence connects the Madrid cell to other alleged terror groups in Europe, particularly Hamburg, once home to the hijackers who perpetrated the attacks on the United States. The indictment says the Spanish cell is directly linked to the development of those attacks, but judicial sources concede there is only circumstantial evidence to infer that the cell members knew of the plans. One authority said Abu Dada was the main Al-Qaeda operative. He would not have known the details, but would certainly have known the fact of the hijackings. Judicial authorities say they also infer the cell's complicity from conversations intercepted after September 11th. In a September 29th phone conversation, one alleged Al-Qaeda operative tells Abu Dada that he wants to relocate to Spain where the air is pure. Abu Dada puts him off, saying there's been a bit of illness around and it's better not to come. A source close to the investigation says it's coded language meant to say they knew they were being followed and the pressure was on. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Madrid.